COVID. He's
Anthony
got COVID.
got that first week sickness that everyone gets.
Does
yeah,
everyone
exactly.
get a first week sickness?
I mean, kind of, because you're interacting with other humans for the first time in a while, you know?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Just like us on this podcast, the Laugh Till You Cry podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So welcome back, guys.
We're all out of practice.
Well, also because like I haven't uploaded like past three.
I also sort of just like came in with it, you know. Usually Jaime will be like, welcome back, guys, to Laugh You Cry podcast.
You know what? We got to start it over. Just play the intro again. Play the music again. And we get...
Don't cut any of that out. Just
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Intro. We got to do it at least three times, three or four times.
Yeah. Guys, all welcome right. back to the Laugh to Cry podcast. I'm Jaime.
I'm Enrique.
Sometimes. I'm Jimmy S. John.
Jimmy S. John?
Yes.
Jimmy's Johns?
Yes.
Jimmy John?
Yes.
You're the Jimmy John?
I'm that one, yes.
No
not,
way.
Not the famous
no,
one.
You,
the one that lives in Iowa.
Oh.
Oh. That's less exciting.
Yes. Yeah.
I was,
Bring Anthony back.
Right.
Bring Anthony back. It's either Anthony or the real Jimmy John. We don't want you. Who the fuck are you?
Exactly.
You have to settle for me, like your life.
I'm not settling for anything.
Settle for me like your life. Wow.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. So, guys, it's been a minute. How is everyone?
A few minutes. Pretty well. I can't complain.
I can, but that's because I always complain.
I can complain a lot right now.
Yeah. How's the
Let's talk about your new apartment first. How is that? And when is the housewarming party?
Oh, any time after tomorrow, because tomorrow I'm cleaning up here and getting everything spick and span.
My guy, all you have is your bed and your dog. What else do you have to clean at your place? Like,
well, the dog sheds, you know, all the time. He's like a weird animal.
It's a
That's
dog.
How dogs work generally.
Yes.
They shed a lot.
And I've been so swamped this week. That
I bet it's the first week back, right?
Yeah.
For him.
Nice.
My schedule's really lopsided.
No, please talk to us about that. How was your first day?
My first
how
day
are
was
you,
like
man?
The worst
how
day.
How is
life.
It? How is it?
Oh,
did you see the worst day of your
why,
life?
Why would you say that? What happened?
Okay, so I woke up at 6 a.m., right? This is the story of the day.
Oh, right.
I go walk the dog for like an hour. That's cool. I come back, you know, get ready. And
right.
first thing I do, I miss the bus.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't miss the
Why?
Bus.
Oh, no.
I got on the wrong
Why are you,
bus.
Why are you taking the bus?
Because,
can I ask that?
Because my... Because
parking on campus is a hassle.
And it's expensive.
Right.
It's like $300 for parking passers.
God. Dick.
Oh, for a pass. I thought you meant like... Okay, I know that's expensive, but like... I thought it was like a one-time fee is like $300.
No,
so I'm like,
no.
Huh?
It's like per semester, I think.
$300 every time.
I mean, we're talking about, you know, we're talking about this university. I wouldn't be surprised if there were some people who would pay for it, you know?
Right, so...
I wouldn't doubt it.
So I took the wrong bus.
Just parked the Lamborghini in the $300 a day parking spot.
Yes.
Just to flex.
So I.
But you took the wrong bus.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I ran late to a mandatory meeting, and there was the head of the department there.
Jesus.
So I probably just immediately made a bad impression. because everyone else was there. So that's
I like it.
So this meeting, what was it about? Was it like for TAs and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah, for like the incoming people into the department, which is all like the MA and PhD students. and they just like gave us the keys to our offices and stuff like that, and like general interview.
You have an office?
Oh, he's got an office.
You got an office?
Well, I have an office, but I share it with a bunch of people.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, that's not so bad. You have a cubicle then.
Yeah, cubicles.
You have a cubicle?
Yeah, cubicles. Yeah.
Wow, nice. Look at that.
So professional.
Ooh, moving up in the world.
Right.
Right.
So. So after this, the meeting ran to like, I don't know, 9:30 or something, and I had a class.
What time did it start?
It started at 8:30.
Okay.
And
you had a class at 9?
Yeah, I had 10? Class at 10:20 or something, and then
okay.
I went to the class. Then it's like 11. So this is where the shenanigans start. Okay, I've already had a bad morning. You know.
Okay.
So I don't have another class till 3 p.m., right?
Right.
So I get out of the 11 class, right? And I was like, okay, let me just go home, you know, get lunch or whatever, and then come back in like a couple of hours, right?
That was your first mistake. You never leave campus.
Fell asleep. He fell asleep.
Did you fall asleep?
No. I took the wrong bus.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Again?
Yes. And it was one of those stupid. It was one of those stupid buses that go to like the sorority houses and shit. So it was really off campus, like their stop.
Okay. First off, you can't call them stupid buses. That bus is doing what it needs to do. You're the one who's dumb for getting on the right
the
bus.
Numbers look really
you
similar.
Should have got on the right bus.
You can't blame the bus. The bus is doing what it needs to do.
The numbers look very similar. What were the numbers? What were the numbers?
It was like 9.
2 and 9.
Exactly.
You got one right. It was a 6.
What's the other one? What's the other one?
It was like what's a 5-digit one? I think it was like 96012.
Wait. So was it like the 9 bus and like the 5,000 bus, and just can't tell the difference
between
them?
No, the numbers were like 3 off from each other, so that's why I was a bit confused.
That's a lot of numbers.
Well, shut up, Enrique.
That's more than half of the numbers that are different.
That's why he's majoring in history.
He was already.
Well, you can't say that. You're a history freaking person too.
Yeah, but I don't have to deal with numbers. I'm just told to deal with t-shirts. Right. The managers deal with the numbers. I don't deal with the numbers.
So I got on the wrong bus, right?
And I doesn't need to look at bus number.
I was there for like an hour or so
on the bus.
Yeah, because I was waiting for it to get to go back to the stop. I got on.
I feel like it would have been faster if you would have just gotten off and taken an Uber.
I wish I could have done that too.
Why didn't you do that?
Because I wasn't thinking at the time, Jaime.
You should have texted one of us.
He was in panic mode, right? You should have texted a group chat and been like, guys, I'm on the wrong bus.
I've been on the bus for the past 15 minutes and I don't know where it's going. We would have been like, get off and take an Uber.
For 15 minutes, you're legally allowed to leave.
So I get off the bus, right?
Are you late for class?
No. This is still like around 12, right? The class doesn't start till 3.
Oh. Well, good thing you went early.
So, yeah, good thing you went back early, I guess.
So this is like 12, right?
Right.
Yes, this is like 12.
And I'm like, okay, I still have a bit of time to go home. So
you went back home.
Hold on.
Oh, you still hadn't made it home?
Were you on the wrong bus
to get to your house?
Were you on the wrong bus for an hour trying to go home?
No. I was on the wrong bus for an hour trying to go back to the place where I got on the bus.
What? You got on the bus trying to go home?
Originally, I was on the bus trying to go home.
You went on the wrong bus, right?
Yes.
To go home.
He could not
and
make,
you stayed there.
Make it to his house.
You stayed there
right.
for an hour on that bus.
Yes.
Trying to get back where you started. Okay.
Like I could yes. probably go home now.
Yes, because the bus route wasn't anywhere near, like, my house.
Who do you think the bus driver was thinking? It's like, what the fuck? This man's been on my bus for
right.
an hour.
He's just been sitting there staring at the bus driver. He's like, please drop me off.
The bus driver was like, what is he doing? He's been on
he's
for like 5 trips.
Definitely not getting off of these sorority houses. What's going on here?
So I get
Did
off.
Did the bus
right?
driver communicate with you in any way?
So I get off.
I take that as a no.
And then and then I get on another bus, which turns out to be the wrong bus.
You got on another wrong bus?
So this is like I thought it was one route, but it turned out to be another route.
Anthony, you're telling me you got on the wrong bus, stayed on that wrong bus for an hour, got back to where you started, and got on another wrong bus.
Yes, but this time the wrong bus, like I realized it like halfway.
Hold on. You said this time it took you half the time to see that you were on the wrong bus. Did you mean to tell me it took you an hour to realize
okay,
the first time that
hour.
You were on the wrong bus?
It took half the time me to realize I was on the wrong bus before.
How long did it take you to realize you were on the wrong bus before?
Like, I don't know, like 15, 20 minutes?
30 minutes.
So I realized it, right? So the other wrong bus got on like a stop that was like halfway.
The wrong stop?
Halfway to where my house was. So I just got off. And
so
then
you just
like,
got off and walked.
Got out and walked like 30 minutes, which, whatever.
Anthony, at that point, I would have just stayed on campus. Jesus
right.
Christ.
I mean, at that point, you just find you like a nice little secluded
no, this
place.
Is out of just like, yeah. just out
you
of,
can
like,
grab some Chick-fil-A
bitterness.
And go sit.
This is out of just like resolute bitterness. I was getting home.
Out of
you
spite for the buses.
Should have texted us. I was, listen, this was Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday.
Yeah, I no longer work Wednesdays because I took them off now, right? You should have texted. I would have been here. I could have been guiding you. Just been using like the online system. Just be like, all right, you're on this bus. You got to get off in 10
now
minutes.
Now I know.
I might have been able to come and freaking get you or something.
So I get home. This is around 1 now because of the walk.
Yes.
Okay.
I forget what I didn't feed the dog, but I just took him out for a bit, and then it's like 2. So I got on the right bus, okay.
Oh, he did it.
Back to campus. So
okay,
it's like there's a 3 class, and then that class is like 3 hours and 15 minutes long.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. It's like,
that's usually how it is.
And then get out of that class, and then there's another class that starts at 6:30, and that class is okay. until it was about 8:45. And
oh god,
my lab classes.
Are you TAing for these classes?
No,
or are these your
classes? Gosh, what are they? These are like
major classes.
Like, one of them was like a theory class.
There's somebody
like a historical methods class was in undergrad.
It's just classes that they throw at you. They're like, here, this is your class now.
Yeah.
You didn't choose those.
Oh god.
And, yeah,
anyways,
the other one was like
schedule lottery. And
wait,
you got
hold
get
on. So do these classes that you go to? Do they teach you how to TA? Is that what they are? Or?
Yeah. That's what the grad class is. It kind of teaches you how to TA, I think. And then the other.
Wait, do you not know. Do you not know?
He doesn't even know. He does not even know. Anthony was so he was so just jumbled up after getting on two wrong buses.
It's because you missed that morning meeting. He didn't know what bus to get on because of the morning meeting.
Out of spite for missing the morning meeting for after like 20 minutes, they just didn't tell him what the classes were for. He said, "Yeah, okay. If you know so much to miss the morning meeting, I guess you'll just have to figure out what the classes were."
Everybody in there's just working.
He's crying because we were so right. He had to mute his mic. It's okay, Anthony. Let it out. He's like, "Oh, how could I miss the bus?"
I know. Listen, he's probably still like fucking bitter about it, but you gotta admit, we're gonna be laughing about it for like a couple months, so you better start laughing about it with us now. We're not laughing at him. We're not laughing at you.
It's the situation, really.
It's just because so
I could definitely see myself in that same situation.
My connection disconnected like twice.
Oh, okay. That's what happened.
Yeah, it was like, it says voice connected, and then it was like, not connected, and I was like, why?
Trash internet over there, huh?
Yeah, but yeah. Anthony, you shouldn't have missed that morning meeting, you know? That's where they told you what bus to get on and what the classes were for.
I guess so. Yeah, that wasn't one of my best moments.
Right.
Okay, and so, I'm still confused. These classes are for what? TA? Is that what they're for?
Yeah, one of them was like how to TA and stuff, kind of.
Okay, and the other one was?
It was like a historical methods class.
Okay, and so like, when do you start to TA?
Oh, well, first of all, the TA stuff I have to do this semester, it's pretty much only grading.
Like, okay. Well, when do you start doing that? Are you in a class with someone?
I did it on Thursday. Literally, it was just I met the professor immediately before class started, right?
Right.
And he was like, "Oh, just for today, just introduce yourselves and just sit down with everyone."
So he said, "Hi, I'm Tony."
Yeah, I went to KSU. And,
you shouldn't have said that.
Did they laugh?
Yeah, did they point? I got a few smiles, maybe.
Maybe. No. Those weren't smiles.
Those were predator smiles. Yeah, I don't know.
They're showing you their teeth. They're better than you.
I know.
That's exactly.
We go to university. You would get so gross.
Oh my gosh, my respect for all these UGA students like goes down by the day.
He said it. He said the name of the university.
Hold on. You said they go down. My God, we went to KSU. It should have been down. It should have been down in hell. You should have no respect.
It was in hell before. Now it's in like Wyoming or something.
Dang.
Yeah. But
I've lived here majority of my life, and I just have not, you know, thought about them as just great students in the first place.
I don't think of them as people. So
yeah,
I think of them as people. Just like
I don't
really dumb people. Really dumb,
really
people.
Dumb people. Yeah,
all of them. Some of them are cool. Some of them aren't.
Some of them. But not
some of them are like taking up my parking. They need to go park somewhere else. That's what they need to do. They need to get out of the goddamn road. I'm trying to drive.
Literally, the only literally the only cool people there are like the students from other countries. They're cool, you know. But the Georgia students, you know, from America, not that cool.
Not America. Not the other Georgia. America, Georgia.
Yes. So, yeah, it's pretty much only grading. I don't have to, like, lead discussions or anything like that. I just have to, like, hold office hours for, like...
Wait, you have to hold office hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, TAs have to do that.
I'm so sorry.
It's only, like, 2 hours a week.
Yeah, but
I want to go to Mr. Anthony's office hours.
It's what are you teaching these it's kids? Mr. Festa. Okay, it's Mr.
Yeah.
Festa.
Yeah, I'm not a preschool
Mr.
teacher.
Mr. Fiesta, what can this? You said what?
I'm not a preschool teacher, Enrique. I use my last name.
Right.
I'm just
Mr. Fiesta. what does this mean?
That's probably
I'm
it.
Just I'm just imagining like you get like because this is for you're teeing for history, right?
Right.
I'm just imagining you get freshmen in there. It's like, what year was the War of 1812? And you just have to sit there until 1812.
No, no, it wasn't like that. It was in 1883. Okay.
Hey. I think we both agreed that the War of 1812 was moved to 1962.
How long was the 100-year war?
Yes.
Isn't the 100-year war only 7 years?
It was like 112 or something.
Yeah,
I'm just. What happens?
100-year war from Avatar.
See, I would hate that. I would hate to TA even for like 2 hours. Because what if someone like actually takes me up on those hours, right? And they ask me shit that I don't know.
That's when you're like, look, man, I'm just here because I have to be. Please leave me alone.
Wait, hold on. I'm reading it. The 100-year war was 116 years.
116, okay. I knew it was over 100. I was like, 112? Something like that. And it was over 100 years, though.
Yeah. But, I would hate it. They would start talking to me in a historical sense, and I'm like, my guy, I'm checked out. Like, I just want to get a degree and get the hell out of here.
The only thing
I'm getting
like,
this degree because I have to. Quit talking to me. Please go home. Look it up on the internet. Google is a thing. Please, just use it.
What is
your 90% your office hours? Get out of here.
What are your office hours?
Like Mondays from 11:30 to 1:30.
Ah, God damn it, I'm at work.
Sorry, I just thought you were going to leave it in Mondays. What's your office hours on Monday?
This Monday.
Why Mondays? Why Mondays? I would hate that.
Because I just have one class on Monday, and I just want to get it over with the week.
That's fair. That way you don't have to deal with them
really,
anymore.
Like, I told you, my schedule's really lopsided. So
I thought it was going to be beginning of the week, like, oriented, like back at KSU.
Yeah, no. It's like Wednesday, Thursday, lopsided.
Ugh.
Yeah, terrible.
Gross. I'm so glad I don't have to TA. I'm not going to say I would kill myself, but, you know, I'd
unalive yourself.
One day you just wouldn't show up.
Yeah. Enrique, what's been going on with you?
Nothing much, really. Nothing much to report in. And just working at the old university research area place. Just been going out. Lately, I've been doing the short thing. So I just talk to parents and I just set them up on an iPad and just run through a bunch of little, activities, and it's really easy. Legit takes about 45 minutes compared to like 3 or 4 hours with the kids. So I love it.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's early mornings generally, so I get done. Like I go in, do the thing, and then that's it. I'm done for the day. But with the kids, I go in the evening, and it takes hours. Like I said, you should get back maybe. Well. Early time to get back would be probably like 9 o'clock. Late time to get back, 11:30. Like get home at 12. So, yeah.
Damn, that's late.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes kids can't read. Yeah, sometimes they can't read.
Enrique, I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read?
So, yeah, this week was pretty nice. Yeah, I mean, I've had to read to some kids. Like, I've had to read the entire like little survey they take, and that thing is long. So I had to read that entire survey to them. It was an interesting time.
Why do you have to? Kid.
Go ahead.
Well, how? What is the survey about? Like, just asking their name and what they do and shit.
No, survey is like, what do you like? How's life?
How many times
do you ever feel sad? Do you ever feel isolated? Do you ever feel like...
Oh, so just like a depression test.
Kind of yes, but kind of no. There's a lot of other questions on there, but I'm not going to get into them. But some of the reactions to the stuff is funny, though. Because like, it's like one of the questions is like sort of, I'm just paraphrasing, is like, do you ever feel scared? And this one kid who I had to read to, because he's like, he told me straight up, he was like, yeah, could you help me? Could you read this to me? Because I struggle with reading. And I'm like, you know what? I like that honesty. I got you. I'll read it to you. And boy, did I not know what I was getting myself into, because this kid was hilarious. Because I was like, do you ever feel scared? And it's like, it's a Likert scale, so it's just like, you know, sometimes, yes, or no, it's like, sometimes, never, it's like, often, stuff like that, and always. And so he's like, yeah, you know, I'll be scared sometimes when because like, when I do something bad, my mom says she's gonna whoop me, so yeah, I'll be scared then. And it's like, oh, okay. that's an answer. Okay, we'll just say sometimes. It's like, do you ever eat this type of food? And he's like, yeah, you know, sometimes I'll eat it. But then, you know, sometimes we just don't have food in the house. And I would just be real hungry. And I was like,
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And yeah, they say it all right. I'm like, okay, we'll just hit sometimes.
are his parents like in the room with them?
Right next to us, yeah.
Oh my God.
Are they like parents? Like,
and so the thing is, the thing is, I'll try to, because, like, we're supposed to try and, like, read, like, if we have to read a question or explain a question to the kid, we're supposed to, like, try and, like, keep it low enough that the parent doesn't hear. However, everything that I was saying, low enough that the parent wouldn't hear, he would immediately just yell out and be like, yeah, you know, sometimes. And so I'm like, well, you know, this, whatever, I guess. You know, we just gotta keep pushing. And it's like, what did he say? Do your teachers like you? And he was like, well, one of my teachers called me like a demon or like a devil or something like that. He got kicked out of preschool. And I was like, oh, okay. Cool. I guess you didn't have to tell me that, but all right. Cool. You got kicked out of preschool.
I'm just imagining like the parents just, and I'm going to put it in the Discord and Enrique can describe it like once I put it in, but just having like this face whenever like that kid is talking, just having that face.
It's like it's the Uncle Phil smiling, but the smile doesn't reach the eyes. Like, I'm going to kill you. Smile. Yeah. After we're done. Smile. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's funny though, because his dad was like outside, but his mom was there and was just laughing along with it. Like, she thought it was funny. So,
oh no, she didn't think it was funny. She absolutely did not think it was funny.
She was just laughing, thinking about the beating she was going to give him later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's okay. I, you know what? Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, she didn't seem to really care about it though.
No,
like he was a wild kid.
Has your mom never done that? Give it a like.
No, she has. She has. I'm just saying, like, the reaction was not the same as like a parent laughing because, oh, you about to get a beating. It's like laughing as if she just didn't care because she just was, yeah. But he was an interesting character, and kids like him are always funny. And then, yeah, sometimes you'll just have kids who say nothing at all. And those are, yeah, just don't say anything. Like, yeah. You have to force them to speak. It's like, hey, so, did you eat anything today? Did you eat anything today? And it's like, it's like, did you eat anything today? No. Yeah, I had some chips. Okay, what time was that? Okay, what time was that? What time was that? Like 3. Okay, cool. All right. Great. So, what grade are you in? It's the exact same thing, just over and over, just like pulling teeth trying to get it.
Have you ever had a kid that, like, every time you asked a question, they would ask, like, their parent and be like, Mom, how old am I? Mom, what did I have for dinner?
Not every time, but that has happened.
Mom, like, do I get scared?
When is my birthday? There was one kid, oh man, bless their heart. They were so well behaved. Like, sometimes we'll get kids who are just, like, off the chain, just, like, freaking, just wild. But, like, these kids were so well behaved, so nice, so polite. But, man, the little brother just, he struggled with words. Like, he could speak, yes, like, reading and writing. He struggled with it. And it was just like, oh, man. Because his brother finished everything in no time. And he was over there. He was struggling to get through the little survey, and he finally made it through. He did everything, and he had to like sign a little form. And
Enrique, he went to Enrique, sign. Why are you making little kids sign shit? I feel like that's illegal.
It's not. Their age is fine, and their parents consent, so it's fine. But Yeah, so they had to sign. He's freaking 10 or 11, man.
Okay, you made it sound like he was like 6 or something.
No. They had to be at least 9.
Oh, okay.
And so, no, he's 10 or 11, but he was...
That's some weird shit right there.
He was writing his name, and then he's like, A, it's like, J, is like, C? No, wait. You start over again. He's like, T, and he's like, write the T, and he's like, and then he wrote his name once, and they had the sign, but he didn't have a signature, so he just wrote his name again. So he did the same exact thing of trying to spell out his name, but his name was right there on the same paper, but he had to spell it out again. I was like, oh man, you're bless your heart, man. You're trying your best. Oh, you're such a good kid too. You just are not good with words. But he made it through. He made it through.
Good for that kid.
Right. And as we were leaving that house, we think we heard a gunshot. Maybe.
Did you go back and check on the child, or?
No. It wasn't, like, from the house, but, like,
Enrique already got his survey.
It was the area.
No, that's Anthony, shut up. That's stupid. It's funny, but it's stupid.
That's hilarious.
Enrique already got the survey, so he doesn't need to go back.
Nah, legit, though, if I ever see anything that, like, indicates that child is being, like, harmed or anything like that, I'm, like, mandatory reporter, so I'd have to. But, no, it came from, like, around the area. We don't know what it was. Like, I don't know. It might have been a gunshot. It might have just been something hitting the ground real hard. I like to just think that it was something hitting the ground real hard, because I don't want to think that I was near the gunshot. But, you know, I don't know what the frig it was, but it was like, you said, pow. I was like, oh. Let's get in the car.
Let's get out of here.
My coworker was like,
"Your coworker was what?"
My coworker, she was out of the car when it happened, so she ran and jumped in the car and said, "Drop!" It was so funny. Oh man, she's hilarious. She is hilarious.
All right, Anthony, you had a game for us today?
I had a game for you guys?
Yeah, you had a game for us today?
Anthony has a game for us today.
It's called I Spy.
How would we do that on a podcast? How would we do that? You know, no, do it, please.
No. We all have to get on the wrong bus, you know? Stay there for an hour and then play the game.
Right. I spy with my little eyes something green.
A tree?
No.
Grass?
No.
The right bus.
That's it. It was an apple.
I spy with my little eye something purple.
Is it a grape?
No.
Is it your Discord thing?
No.
Is it Uncle Phil's suit?
No.
Is it the Grimace Shake?
No, I'm just going to say no to everything.
Is it purple?
That's a trick question. I'm nervous because I don't start classes until Thursday or Wednesday. I can't remember. But I haven't gotten anything released yet. Like, nothing has been released.
Really? That's strange.
But everything is asynchronous, so.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, you just get it done when you get it done, I suppose.
Hopefully, hopefully I can just, like, look at it and get, like, half of it done now. Like, half of the whole semester done now.
So, yeah, it seems like you're just speeding through this. Yeah, I have nothing else to do. Oh, okay.
I guess I'll go back to work full time.
Can you just not do
how
that?
How many days a week do you work now?
Four.
Four? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. I did four because, like, it gets me an extra day, but I still technically stay full-time, so I can get PTO next year.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's the thing. If I went down another day, which I didn't want to do, but if I did, I would only be considered part-time, and I would not get any benefits at all.
That is totally understandable.
Yeah, so.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's been the podcast, guys. I have nothing else to talk about.
That's it. That's the game.
If y'all made it this far, I just want to say the first person to reach out to us on our dead Twitter, gets a compliment from each of us. I guess. I don't know.
I'll throw it in $2.
No, don't fucking give him money.
I'll respond, man. Shoot. I
can't
help
it. I didn't think this through.
don't give them money because then they'll start asking
them
more.
He's giving me money. I'll give them money.
What if
I respond right now?
Okay, what if I respond?
It's the race to get.
Oh, well, then you get the money.
You know what? What if we split the money and get $1 each?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll take $1.
Yeah, but this has been the podcast, I guess. You know, it's a bit of a shorter one, but short doesn't mean bad.
You know, just a little catch up.
Hopefully this
buffer thing.
Hopefully this one actually goes up. And I don't forget about
it. Go up.
why wouldn't it go up? Is that what you just said? Optimistically, no. I think I'll just save those for like a rainy day.
Okay.
Because we don't have rainy day podcasts. We don't really. We have like two now on the back burner.
Because it's a podcast. It doesn't rain on.
You know what? I'm gonna need you to leave. I'm gonna need you to get out. You know what? It's fine. Both of y'all are fired. Send in Kevin, please.
Dang.
Yeah.
That was savage.
He's at work. He should
side
be
note.
By now.
Side note. There was this. I think I may have talked about this a long time ago, but there was this podcast, like this Latin podcast that like trended on TikTok, and there was like the two main guys and like a third guy, but they were at the third guy's house. And it was their equipment, right? But they were at his house because that was like the only place they recorded. And the third guy and one of the main guys had a falling out, so he kicked him out and took over the podcast.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and brought on like two new people, and like I guess they stole their equipment or something, and like or like wouldn't let them pick up their equipment or some shit. So they were using like their equipment. And they had to go buy new equipment and start a new podcast because of the whole falling out and shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I would have taken my stuff that day.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. None of y'all, please don't have a falling out. It's not like we have anything to steal. What are you gonna
do? Like, what are we gonna steal?
Steal Jaime's laptop.
Right. The Discord.
Just break into Jaime's house, steal his laptop. Kick
everybody out of the Discord. Kick everybody out of the Discord.
Enrique potentially has the power. I think I made you admin. So
you did. He did. But yeah.
When Enrique snaps, we'll just take it. You know.
That's it. Yeah. Taking over this podcast, laugh, you cry with new people.
With people from high school that we don't talk to anymore. With welcome back to the Left You Cry podcast with Enrique, Eric, and Stephanie.
I'd watch
just
that.
Take over with them.
That'd be funny. Enrique, Eric, and Chris Davenport.
Oh God. I want to have Eric on the podcast. I want to see how he would react, because, and I can't believe we're getting like more content out of this after we said we were going to end it.
Yes, this is just a very long outro.
Yeah, this is just it. The music's just been playing the whole time.
we just fake them out.
Yep. Yeah. I feel like we all have some sort of like, I guess. Is the phrase like, I guess, a code switch whenever we like start doing a podcast, or we've been doing a podcast for a long time? I want to see how Eric reacts to like us doing this, you know, because I feel like I don't want to say we become different people, but a different side of us comes out.
We kind of have a flow with it, like the podcast.
Yeah, because like the way I talk to y'all here is different than how I talk to, not totally different, but like a little bit different, I guess.
I get what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Anthony's more talkative in person. On here, he just like responds with a yeah.
That is very true. That is actually true. Yeah. Anthony will. Yeah. Anthony is not just a response person. Like in real life, Anthony has genuine conversation and
sober.
Brings up very
sober,
funny.
By the way.
You're right. And very funny points too. Like it's just like, and out of nowhere type points too that he doesn't bring up on the podcast, which will be interesting. I'd love to have like regular Anthony in real life just come up out of nowhere. So guys, did you ever think about how such and such and such and such? Like,
yeah.
What?
And I want to see like people that we haven't had on this podcast, like Eric. I want to see how he would. If he would change up, like if he would like adapt to the flow, or if he would just be himself, which I don't want to see, but you know, famous people that I want on here, I don't know, the guy from Suits who Anthony looks like, I want to have him on the podcast. No,
why would you want to have
him on the podcast right now?
What?
We have him on the podcast right now.
What did Anthony say?
I said, why would you want to have him on the podcast? Like, I get having like the character on the podcast, but not the actor.
Why not?
But why?
Why not?
Okay, fair enough.
What's the reason?
No, because it's like having I don't know, like Drake Bell on the podcast.
I would love to have Drake Bell on the podcast. It's just me and Enrique. I would want us to like tag team, like flame him. I just want to go all in. I just want to be like, so, are those accusations true? And then you're like, whoa, slow down. Introduce yourself, then tell us.
Jaime, let's not roast him so quick. Okay, who are you? And what are you doing here?
Okay, that's great.
No. What are the accusations?
You guys are just roasting him with very heavy points, right? Just like, and he's about to break down after, I don't know, Enrique asked him, what did you do with those children, right? And then a few seconds later, I'm like, where's the power saw? Okay.
What?
Where's the door hole?
Yeah, where's the door hole? Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know. I feel like we should have done something. Not the podcast. I feel like, because I still want to do something like in the future whenever we have more time and not fucking in school. But like, I don't know, I still kind of want to do something like the radio station or whatever, just like the online radio, so we can have like a live show and shit.
Hi, welcome. It's your host, Doodly Doop and Boop Bop.
Who the With fuck Spin. Is that? I'm not hiring outside people, Enrique.
You're a Boop Bop. Be... Anthony is Squib.
Squib.
Okay, Anthony can be Squib, okay? But yeah. I will not be Boop Bop, okay?
Why not? Squib feels like some sort of like insult to like a minority or something.
I mean, technically it is. It was a Harry Potter thing. And it's also a type of kick in football.
Okay.
Something in Harry Potter. I think it's Harry Potter when you don't have magic or something.
That sucks.
Besides Muggle. But, yeah. Fine, you can be Sklorp.
I don't want to be that.
Not you, I mean Anthony.
Oh. Squibs are basically stupid.
Okay.
Squibs who are people who are born to wizarding parents, but they just don't have any powers because they're dumb.
They're dumb. Okay.
That's why they have no powers. But yeah. Yeah, but I want to start like a radio station because it just seems like fun. Have y'all ever seen the Zach Sang show?
Who's Zach Sang show?
The Zach Sang show.
Zach Sang show.
Yeah, Zach Sang show.
So who's that?
Anyways.
Can you continue?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
Yeah, apparently he started his own like online radio show like at 14 or 15, and then he got out of his house, out of his room, and then got into like a garage, and then he finally got a studio, and then he finally got like a few years later got a contract with a record label, and now he's just like on YouTube. With like his own radio show, interviewing celebrities.
Nice, good for Zach Sancho.
Right. Mm-hmm. Listen. You cannot be talking. Okay. You got on the wrong bus twice.
Three times actually.
For an hour and 30 minutes. For an hour and 30 minutes, you got on the wrong bus twice.
Yep.
Do you at least know what bus to go on?
I figured it out.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. At least
numbers.
He read those numbers apparently real good. Third time.
He was like, you know, they say third time's a charm. It really was. Well, no, actually, because you missed the first bus and you got on the wrong one twice. Fourth time's a charm.
So did you actually figure out what bus to get on?
Yeah. I'm fine when it comes to buses, I think, from now on.
No, clearly not.
Anthony, who is your character on Discord? I'm sorry. I've been looking at him for this past podcast and I've been like,
it's Watanuki from XXXHolic. Yes.
I'm just good. Just smile and nod.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're gonna be doing a lot of that on the next podcast.
Is the next podcast Porn 4 or what?
No, next podcast is JoJo. Okay. JoJo quiz. Yeah. Cannot wait to see you guys' answers to these questions. Hey, they're all multiple choice. I kinda wanna make some of them not multiple choice. Or well no, some of them are gonna be true and false. But I just cannot wait.
Okay, so we get one sample question.
One sample question? Okay. Hold on. I have a document. But okay. I do.
Just for reference, if you have any questions referencing Jesus Christ, just take it out because I already know the answer.
I was going to, but I talked about it already. I can still add some questions from that part, but no.
I only know that one little tidbit that Jesus is a JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the first JoJo? Or is he just a JoJo?
He is a JoJo. I mean, technically, well, it's funny you say that, because that is like, that's my second question.
Oh no, my God.
That's my third question. Who is the original JoJo of part one of the series? And the answers are Jonathan Joestar, Jotaro Kujo, Joseph Joestar, or Giorno Giovanna.
The answer is Jesus, son of Joseph.
It is not. However, he does come up, and technically he's like a JoJo, I guess. I mean, he comes up a few times.
Is Jaime a JoJo? Okay.
No.
I don't know how you could spin Jaime into a JoJo. But yeah, out of those, who do you think is the original?
I'm going to go with B.
I'm going to go with
Jotaro Kujo.
I'm going to go with A.
A? Jonathan Joestar?
No, wait, what was C?
C, Joseph Joestar.
No, it's C.
Jaime, you should have stuck with your first answer.
Damn it, really?
Yeah, it is. It's Jonathan Joestar. Unless we're talking about part 7. Because that's Johnny Joestar, a.k.a. Jonathan Joestar. But not to be confused with Jonathan Joestar.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
It's so-and-so. Not to be confused with so-and-so.
Yeah, it
sounds
yeah.
exactly like so-and-so.
Yes.
Well, that was a sneak peek of our next podcast in 3 months. Just in time for the Halloween? No, that'd be Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in time for that. Just in time for Halloween. We're gonna do right. that in 2 months.
Yeah, Anthony, we gotta have a housewarming party at your right. place. You just gotta
yeah,
let us know.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know.
We're never gonna go to his place, right. Enrique. We're
no,
never
there, gonna there's go some, to his okay. Place. There's some like stuff I need to buy first. I need to buy like a power strip because
I used to buy chairs.
I do have enough chairs to sit on everyone. I have a couch. I have like my desk chair, and I have like a fold up chair, and I have my bed that I can sit on. So it's fine.
Do you need a power?
Yeah,
strip?
Because
I think I have an extra.
It like the modem and the router took up like the two power thingies next to my TV because they were that's the ones fair. with the cable, the aux thingy. So yeah, mm-hmm. I need another one.
Oh, we should probably finish yeah. talking.
I guess.
You know what? Outro.
I'll just edit the ending out from earlier, just at the end, you know, just make it easier. No, that'll be harder on myself. We'll just do the ending. Guys, this has been a podcast.
It's been a podcast.
Yeah. Hopefully, I don't know, hopefully you learn something. I don't fucking know.
Learn something
new. We don't have morals. We don't have every lessons day. In this podcast. I've been Jaime.
I've been Enrique. Sometimes.
I've been Mr. Jimmy S. Johns.
And this has been the Off to Your Cry podcast, I guess. Bye.
Woo! Yeah.